This is Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh, and we have an opportunity today to visit with Dr. Tenoy. He's with OSF Heart Care Midwest, and he's in Galesburg a couple of times a week at OSF St. Mary Medical Center. And as a matter of fact, he'll be hosting a lunch with a cardiologist next Thursday. But we have a chance to catch up with Dr. Tenoy today to talk heart health during this National Heart Health Month. Welcome to our studios. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you all.
Let me ask you a little bit about, a lot of times when we ask questions about heart health, we're already talking about somebody who perhaps has heart-related issues, has had a heart attack or a stroke. But I want to start with, what do we tell 20-somethings or 30 and 40-year-olds? What can they do and be doing now to protect their heart?
And that's a very good question and a very good issue, because heart disease actually starts in the early stages. As we all know, heart disease and stroke happens from plaque formation that starts to develop in your 20s to 30s. As young people, the key things we can do, number one, exercise. American Heart Association recommends 30 to 40 minutes daily of exercise, at least 4 to 5 times a week. So exercise is the number one thing people can do. If you smoke, quit smoking. If you do not smoke, please don't start. That's the main thing you can do to protect your heart. Also, eat healthy. It's your dietary habits that you need to develop over the course of your life. So eat healthy, exercise, lose weight, and do not smoke. Also, if you have not had your cholesterol checked, contact your doctor and get your cholesterol checked. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that you can do as a young person to protect yourself from heart attacks and strokes.
Doctor, is it ever too soon to perhaps be taking, there's a lot of talk about the cholesterol-reducing drugs. Are they mainly for middle-aged people? Could a younger person take them? How effective do you feel they are?
Currently, the jury is out there. There has been a lot of discussion among cardiologists whether we should start cholesterol-lowering agents, otherwise known as statins, to protect from heart disease and stroke. Certainly, if you have risk factors, you may benefit from a statin. Again, this is a very individualized decision, and it's best assessed by you and your primary doctor with or without the help of a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. If you have numerous risk factors, you may benefit from being on a statin.
Yeah. I was reading a story just early this morning talking about people 65 and about 64 and older who would benefit from limited mobility. Even if they had limited mobility, that exercise could still be a benefit in their heart health.
That is correct. Even though we recommend 30 to 40 minutes of 45 minutes of exercise every day, any little amount helps. So if you have limited mobility, still do the best you can. Also, water aerobics helps. People who have joint trouble, they tend to like water aerobics because that puts less stress on their joints and still gives their heart a way to work out.
Do you have to, if you're younger, do you have to do a strenuous or aerobic exercise? What if you just walk every day for 30 to 40 minutes?
In fact, that is the best exercise you can do for the heart. For heart, what you really need is aerobic exercise. Strength training helps muscles, but if you really have to choose between aerobic versus strength training, aerobic exercise is the best one for the heart.
We're talking with Dr. Tenoy, cardiologist with Heart Care Midwest. How has technology changed in perhaps the last 20 years in terms of diagnosis, what we can do? Are heart-related or patients with heart-related illnesses, are they living longer? Are we better equipped to handle this?
Yes. Actually, technology has dramatically changed the way we practice over the last 20 to 30 years. We have a lot of diagnostic as well as therapeutic agents that are available currently. Obviously, I mentioned statins. From a diagnostic standpoint, we have calcium scoring. For example, it's a test where we check the calcium levels in your coronary arteries to see whether you are at risk for developing heart disease. If yes, even if you have not had a heart attack, we can still do the preventive measures. From a treatment standpoint, we have stenting of the heart. We have better technologies with bypass. People who have aortic valve disease, we can actually do a TAVR procedure, which is a percutaneous way of fixing the aortic valve, which we actually do at OSF, and it's currently done nationwide. Mm-hmm. So these are all technologies that help fix the hearts, help people live longer, less complications. So technology has certainly affected the way we practice.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Tanoi, cardiologist with HeartCare Midwest. Differences between men and women and the symptoms that they might experience in terms of having a stroke or heart attack. We hear a lot about women's symptoms being totally different or can be. Can you shed a little light on that, Doctor?
Certainly. When we think of heart attacks, we think of this crushing chest pain on the left side of the heart with some radiation either to your neck or to your arm, along with shortness of breath and sweating. That's the classic presentation, and men tend to have more classic presentation. Women tend to have atypical presentation sometimes, which includes maybe pain in the top portion of your stomach, feeling of something not feeling right, more shortness of breath, pain in their back. And I want everybody to be more aware of the symptoms so that we do not miss heart attacks in women. Definitely heart disease is the biggest killer in both men and women. So we do not want to miss heart attack symptoms in women.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very attuned to the fact that women tend to have atypical symptoms.
Yeah, I've even heard that sometimes it would like mimic the flu, and you could really mm-hmm. be confused for a few days about what you've had or the fatigue that you might be experiencing.
Yes, and if you notice any unusual symptoms, the best thing is to contact your doctor or go to the ER.
Doctor, why are we hearing a lot about AFib? Or maybe commercials about it, but it can't be new, is it?
No, actually, the truth is AFib has always been there. But recently, there are better treatment modalities. And number two, it's being increasingly recognized as one of the risk factors for stroke. So what happens in AFib or atrial fibrillation is that blood clot forms in your heart and goes into your brain and causes a stroke. There are blood thinners that we can give to prevent strokes from happening. And now we have a lot of new blood thinners that are safer, and therefore we see a lot of advertisements from the companies that make blood thinners, and we also have treatment options for AFib. At OSF in Peoria, we actually do ablation procedures for the AFib. Not everyone needs to be ablated, but if you have a lot of symptoms related to AFib, this is certainly something that we can offer.
Mm-hmm.
So even though AFib has always been around, nowadays we have better treatment and better recognition of the risk with stroke.
People who have had a heart attack, not a severe one perhaps, can they have a pretty normal life? Can they exercise? Can they expect to maybe live a little longer than 50 years ago?
Yes. In fact, I tell my patients my goal is to have them lead a normal life. I encourage them to exercise. I want them to go to the gym. I want them to eat healthy. And most of the cardiac medications are generic and cheap. So as long as people can take the medications and lead a normal life, that would be my goal, is to have everybody live a normal life despite having a heart attack in the past.
We've been talking with Dr. Tenoy, a Heart Care Midwest cardiologist, and he will be in Galesburg next Thursday on February 26th and for a lunch and learn. And they're at the Packing House. You can make a reservation, I believe, still by calling 344-9402. Reservations are required for that. But we really appreciate your time, Dr. Tenoy, in shedding a little light on this National Heart Month and what people can look for. And maybe knowing today that people still can benefit from either seeing their doctor or cardiologist, or if they have heart-related issues, can still carry on, if you will.
Absolutely, that is correct. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. It was great talking to you all.
Yeah, hope to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I'm Terry Cavanaugh for Galesburg Radio 14.